pot pants, needlepoint shoes, 10 pretty women and red hot blues. Sometimes I feel I live for Saturday night. I don't boogie on Sunday, but I sure do Saturday night. A rockabilly, rock and roll, rhythm and blues. I worked all week and I paid my dues. Sometimes I feel I live for Saturday night. I don't boogie on Sunday, but I sure do Saturday night. That's a boogie. Sunday, but I sure do Saturday night. When the joint starts jumping and thumping on Saturday night. Sometimes I feel I live for Saturday night. I don't boogie on Monday. I don't boogie on Tuesday. I don't boogie on Wednesday. I don't boogie on Thursday. I don't boogie on Friday, but I sure do Saturday night.
I don't boogie on Sunday, but I sure do Saturday night. I sure do on Saturday night. And if you want to boogie this Saturday night, head to the German Club because the Bellhops are in town. It is my great pleasure now on Jump Children to welcome to the mic Ian Dittman. Ian, welcome.
Hi, how you doing?
I am not too shabby for an old bloke, thanks. For anyone who's been under a rock for the last 20 years, could you give us a thumbnail sketch of the Bellhops and your music?
Sure. Well, back in the early to mid-90s, we, myself and a few friends that had been in different bands together, decided to try and put something together that sort of sat in the style of the whole Louis Jordan jump blues, West Coast jump blues kind of scene. And at that time in Sydney, there was a lot of gigs, and we were able to get agency backing and worked a lot. Over time, recorded a couple of albums and took it from there.
So what drew you to the West Coast blues? The Louis Jordan comes through clearly in your music. What drew you to it?
Oh, I don't know. It's just, I just loved the fact that it was such good fun and some great musicianship, and you could dance to it, and I just, you know, it, yeah, it just felt good. And, as a singer, it's always good to sort of enjoy the lyric side of things, and a lot of that stuff is pretty interesting.
So who are some of your other influences, Ian?
Oh, man. You know, like, you name it. You know, like, from the whole band's perspective, it's a multitude of different players, but from my own personal point of view, you know, guys like Muddy Waters, T-Bone Walker, Howlin' Wolf, you know, all of the blues guys.
This mobster man said, "That's my wife. Who there, boy? Are you in strife? He had a tonic gun, a switchblade knife. Get out of here and run for your life." Bellhop boogie, we did the bellhop boogie. We did the bellhop boogie, man, I paid the price. So take my advice and listen well. What seems nice might give you hell. That bellhop boogie, we did the bellhop boogie. We did the bellhop boogie, made me jump.
Hi, this is Ian from the Bellhops, and we're talking to Steve from Jump Children, and we'll be heading down towards Canberra very shortly, so we'd love to see you there.
So the Bellhops, mate, are a bit of an institution, but there's probably only three albums across 20 years. Have you done any recording?
Yep. What happened in 2020, everything got cancelled. All the gigs we had lined up were cancelled, and we kind of sat around and thought, okay, what are you going to do about all this free time? And eventually what we came up with was we thought we'd try and do some remote recording, which is not the best way of doing it, but it was the only thing that was available at the time, because at that stage we couldn't even have two people in the same room together.
Yeah.
So basically we recorded the basic backing tracks, sent them out to all different players that we've worked with over the years, and they have done their parts and then sent them back remotely, and we're almost to the point where we can mix. But I mean, it's because we couldn't rehearse anything, it's all covers that we pulled out of the live set, because they didn't really need any rehearsal. So, you know, we've got a backlog of original songs that we'd like to record, but at the moment we're just trying to finish off this particular project.
So is that remote recording a cheaper process?
Well, it is, in the sense that you're not paying studio time.
Yep.
But the downside is that I think sometimes when the clock's ticking and the dollar signs are going by, it makes people focus a little bit more. I think when you're doing it remotely, it can tend to be not as kind of immediate, and people take a little bit more easily and whatever. It doesn't have the immediacy of being in a studio. But as I said, it was the only thing that was available to us at the time.
Have you got any hints on when we might see the record?
I'm hoping that it should be finished within the next few months. You know, it's a bit of a laborious process to actually render all the files, send them off to get mixes done, then sit in on the final mixes and all that sort of stuff. So the majority of the stuff is recorded. I mean, we had issues with a trombone player with a broken arm, right?
That doesn't help.
Which is very difficult to record a trombone player with a broken arm because he can't play. And, you know, stuff like that. So, you know, it's taken longer than it should have, but we're getting very close. So I would say within the next 3 to 6 months.
Oh, beauty. I'll look forward to that.
Yeah, it sounds pretty good. It's, you know, as I said, it's not ideal, but it was the only thing we had that we could do at the time. So anyway.
Oh, and if an album of covers will be pretty accessible too.
Yeah. Well, that was the plan. And as I said, because we didn't have to rehearse any of that stuff to work up arrangements and all that sort of stuff, because we played it all live, it was easier to send that off and for people to record remotely, if you know what I mean.
As I said, you're in town on Saturday night playing at the Harmony German Club. I assume there will be dancing. But other than that, what can we expect?
Well, you know, like it'll be a mix of our own material, which we've kind of always written in the style that the whole band is about. But, you know, like, so it'll be a 60-40 mix of covers of some great old stuff and some of our own material as well.
I, for one, cannot wait. I'll be down there with Belzen and I will see you Saturday night. We'll go out with another tune, a most impressive cover of the great Lily Jordan, as it happens. Ian, thank you so much, and we'll see you on Saturday.
Okay, mate, no worries. See you then.
Quack, said the duck, please let me in. Cluck, 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 said the little red hen, let's boogie in the barnyard. Bop, bop, said the sheep of another flock. Moo, moo, said the cow, let the butter roll. Cluck, 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 said the little red hen, let's boogie in the barnyard. The barnyard was jumping, everybody having their play. Even old Mac Toddle had to do a little kind of swing. Bow, wow, said the dog from the circus top. Meow, said the cat, no, please don't stop. Cluck, 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 said the little red hen, let's boogie in the barnyard. We'll be right back.
oink, oink, said the pig, won't you look my way? Cluck, 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 said the little red hen, let's boogie in the barnyard. Milk cow jumping at the barnyard hot, old MacDonald swinging like a top. Cluck, 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 said the little red hen, let's boogie in the barnyard. Even old Uncle Ezra got caught with a dozen eggs. I saw Aunt Susan kill the chicken with a bed of legs. Bow wow, meow, bow wow, meow. Cluck, 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 said the little red hen, let's boogie in the barnyard.